Everyone, welcome to today's episode. Shout out to our amazing listeners. You guys are amazing. We're grateful for our listeners in the United States, in Nigeria, in Germany, and Spain, I think. Yes, Spain. And in several other countries in the world. You guys have been amazing. You guys make us do this every week. And it's because of you guys we come back week after week to bring you fresh episodes from the One Remit team. As usual, I do not do this alone. I know I've tried to do it alone sometimes, some of the earlier episodes, but I realized that two heads are better than one. I think I should say it as somebody else put it. Two good heads are better than one. So please allow me to introduce the other good head on this show, the amazing Hasana.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Femi. How are you doing?
Amazing. I'm great. It's a good Monday where we are. Wherever you're listening to it, whatever time it is where you are listening in the world, it's good to hear from you. You can send us some feedback. You can send us updates. And we are on YouTube. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Substack. You can reach out to us and let us know how far. And what part of the show or which particular show you like the most. Today we're talking about the struggle behind paying international school fees. As you know, we're in school fee season, right, Hasana?
Yes, we are. And we believe that this is a topic that so many families, especially Nigerian families, can relate to, which is like the emotional and financial journey of paying school fees internationally.
You know, right? It's such a dramatic something. Sometimes it feels like action film. By the way, if you don't know what action film is, I mean, it feels like all those, Mission Impossible kind of movies. That's what we call action film. So if you don't know what that is, now you know. All right. Now, studying abroad is a dream for many, many Nigerian families. And that's not just Nigerian families. And because many people think that's a Nigerian thing to want to study abroad. That's not true. From Nigeria to Ghana and several African countries, even to Asia, India, Bangladesh, Vietnam, China, Japan, South Korea, it's a dream that many, many people have. Even within Europe, many people would like to study abroad, right? And, you know, parents are eager to support the dreams and hopes of their children. Just to give them a shot at a better life or at better opportunities in life. And then everything is fantastic until, well, they realize that, oh, we need to pay school fees. And so I call it the dance, but, you know, the process of paying school fees starts. You know, you're trying to go to the bank, you're trying to, get the exchange rates and all of that. And, you know, Hasana, can you speak a bit more about this?
Yes. So like you said, when it's time for payment, there is now frustration because of so many things. It would be long queue. It could be long queues at the bank, endless paperwork, high FX rates that keep climbing every day. And then the worst part is not knowing when or if the money has actually landed in the school's account. And for students, it's a different kind of stress. Imagine being in a new city, new country, waiting to register for your classes and your payments still hasn't been confirmed. There's so many things involved. You can't get your ID card. You can't access the online portal. You can't even get into class. And that's where like isolation comes in. You start to question if you even belong there. And these delays are not just emotional. They have very real consequences. Missed deadlines means late fees. Schools don't allow students to register without proof of tuition payment. There are visa challenges because in many countries, you need this proof before your visa is even approved. And in worst cases, students are forced to defer their studies because payment didn't clear on time. So all of this is actually really heartbreaking because the sacrifice parents made suddenly feels wasted all because of this payment process.
You're very correct. So, I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. Okay. So now, one way that Warremit solves this problem. And I'm starting with this because I was speaking to a couple of people earlier today and they raised this issue. Oh, how about the exchange rates? What happens when the exchange rates, you know, moves up or down or does this or does that? How do you then solve this? So we do what is called Warremit, rather. One of the solutions that Warremit deploys is called an exchange rate lock-in. That is, if we give you an exchange rate before you send us the funds for payment, that is the same exchange rate we're going to use to honor the transactions, whether the rates go up or down. So if, for example, a dollar is equal to a naira at the time you paid, it means that we will now have to honor that transaction however long it takes. And speaking of how long it takes about T plus one, T plus two, that's maximum 24 to 48 hours for the money to get to its destination, regardless of the country. As of today, Warremit has coverage in about 30 countries. And we have licenses in at least 3 to 5 of them. Right. So, Asana, do you want to add more stuff to how Warremit bridges the gap for school fees payments?
Yeah. Just to add to what you have said, here at Warremit, we believe that paying for education abroad, paying for anything abroad, but in this case, education abroad, shouldn't be as hard as it is. So with Warremit, there's transparency, there's no hidden costs, no surprises. There's also speed. Payments are processed quickly, so students don't have to sit waiting for confirmation or hoping that it gets there. And we ensure that payments are safe and they arrive on time. And also, we talk about convenience. You don't have to go anywhere. You can make payments from home without dealing with any procedure, any long queue, and all of that. All you need is just access to internet and your device and just go on warremit.co. And peace of mind, most importantly, you can now focus on the education and the fact that this is a very good news and good opportunity and not chasing receipts or, you know, giving yourself high blood pressure over something that should be this easy.
I agree. It is ridiculously easy. Warremit has made it very, very easy to sort out these things. All right. Now, if you are hearing about Warremit for the first time, the website is www.warremit.co. That's www.onremit.co. I take that again, www.onremit.co. And for the last time, www.onremit.co. Sign up and let's help you with your school fees payment in the school fees season. And obviously, if you're not paying school fees, but you know somebody who is or who is currently stuck, whether in the UK, in the US, Finland, whichever country, send this podcast to them and let them know that there is a solution to the challenges that they are facing. All right, Hassana, do you have any last words from you?
Just to wrap this up, we'll just reiterate that Warremit here, we see school fees not just as another transaction, but we see it as an investment in dreams. So our mission is to make sure that those dreams are not delayed or lost because of complicated or unsafe payment systems. So if you or someone you know is preparing to pay international tuition, that remember that you don't have to go through the stress anymore, because with Warremit, you can pay with clarity, speed, and confidence. So yeah, I guess thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, share this with a parent or student who needs to hear this, and join us next time as we continue to talk about the real challenges and solutions of going global.
Right. Thank you, Hassana. Thank you.
Thank you so much for me. As usual, you're amazing.
Thank you very much.